That's why we didn't date much in our teens, because we learned our... We learned by watching Johnny Bravo, and obviously that's the worst role model, I guess. No, I mean, he wasn't an idol of ours, so, yeah.
No, I think I just hated myself. So. That's probably the reason why.
Okay. Well, that's kind of sad. oh boy.
You just got that like awkward Korean look.
Oh. I don't know what to, I, like, I'm just how thinking how can I change topic.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah. How's
it must be hard for you huh?
No, please. What? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, because like I think Korea and Austria are both not really well known for displaying their emotions, right? In terms of as a society, as a culture, let's say.
I guess not. No.
Must Austrians be hard for you to open.
Yeah,
up.
It's odd because in Austria that's where psychotherapy started. So
yeah, cuz they're so fucked in the head, that's why.
It's supposed to be pretty normal for people to go to therapy and talk, but I think it still isn't completely.
It's a bit stigmatized here, isn't it? Despite the fact that it's the place. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, there's certain countries where it isn't. Like, I think they say Sweden or something? It's like everyone does it.
Really?
It's like weird if you don't do it. Or Finland. I don't know. There's some country.
Do
one
they?
Of these Nordic countries where... Yeah, okay. It's like really, and it's also much more supported by like state or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Like by the health insurance. But which is starting here now, I guess. And
I
also
thought that
in Germany.
Because the stereotype among like Nordic countries is that they don't open up too much. I thought.
Oh my God. They don't. Maybe they do too much therapy and that's the problem. They only open up to their therapists and not to the people around them. You know what I'm saying? Because like in India, it's like they don't even know the word therapy, right? But like anytime you walk down the street, you're likely to be like told that, you know, told by someone that they're deeply in love with you, you know, based on how you look or whatever.
What do you mean?
They just wear their emotions on their sleeves. I don't know. That was a bad analogy, I guess.
But, yeah. I mean, I'm sure they say it to you because, obviously, you look great. And, dude, you haven't been to India in a while, but if you go back there with the six-pack you have right now, then, dude, they come up to you, man.
Six-pack of beer or what?
Are you and I...
Like, oh, we don't drink.
What?
Six-pack of beer. Yeah, six-pack of beer. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Do you... If we go to India together, are we going to go walking in with pinkies?
Like yeah, we'd hold hands.
Hold pinkies,
like you
right?
Hold hands. This is how you hold hands.
Oh,
like
proper
this.
Hold hands.
Yeah, holding when you're hands. Best friends.
Oh, like, I thought pinky. That's what it. Russell Peters jokes
yeah,
about.
Yeah, but like if someone accuses us, I don't know, maybe they also do it with pinkies. I don't know. And I don't know if it's always best friends or whatever. I've just seen it a lot. I've seen it a lot. And I don't know if you know Just Rain on YouTube.
No. I don't think so.
He's this funny YouTuber from Canada who's originally Indian. And he made this song. He makes a lot of really good songs. Or he used to. I think he quit now. But he made this song called We're Best Friends So We Hold Hands. And it's so funny. It's just him and his Indian buddy rapping and like holding hands while they're doing it. It's like a really funny video. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. I might have seen it. I don't know. Maybe. Okay. But, yeah. Dude, I know you're a huge fan, and I, for the first time ever, I watched WrestleMania completely. I watched it with my buddy.
So
I watched it with my friend, Sandy, and I don't know which number of WrestleMania was. Actually, don't know.
Yeah, because they stopped numbering them. This is how annoying it is. After WrestleMania 30, I think, they, Vince McMahon decided that numbering WrestleManias makes it seem old. So he had them stop numbering it. And now each one has just a random ass logo.
Yeah.
And it's kind of shit because the thing is, it was really cool that it was like, it was number 30 and then they got up to, now I think they're at 35 or 36. I think this year it was 36 or something. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but I used to love WrestleMania, man. Yeah, I used to stay up at night and watch it live because it would start at about 2 in the morning and end at like 6 in the morning or something back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And the last WrestleMania I really enjoyed was WrestleMania 30. I loved it. Everything from the start to the end was amazing. And then 31, like, there were good parts. And overall, it was a pretty good show. But that's when it started getting really bad for me. And then after that, I just didn't. I stopped watching it live. So
what don't you like about it anymore? Because I had a great time. Honestly, it was really entertaining. Very entertaining.
So what I don't like about it is that I used to watch the weekly shows.
Mm-hmm.
And the weekly shows are horrendous. They are horrendous. They make no sense. All the things you don't want to happen happen. And all the things that happen are things you just don't care about. So okay. The weekly shows are terrible. There's no overarching storylines, maybe one, which sucks because they have so many talented people on their roster. And
which doesn't
that's
suck.
Why I watch AEW. Huh?
Mm. Which doesn't suck? Which storyline?
Well, it still sucks in the sense that they've got this guy who's like their number one guy called Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
And I guess people like him. I guess kind of thought he was pretty cool. He was really cool in the original group he was in, the Shield.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff, my God, that stuff was so good. It was like, dude, because you don't know, like.
Sorry, it's so funny. It is funny that we grown-ass men are talking. You know, I don't know. It's kind of funny, but. I really enjoyed it yesterday. I know.
Let me tell you
it's
something.
It's fun. It's really.
Let me tell you something.
It's really great to watch. Yeah.
Let me tell you.
I'm sorry.
Something.
I don't mean all it badly. It's just funny how it's like you're talking about I don't know, like comparing wine. You know, like I don't know, whatever. Okay.
Oh yeah, because wine. Anyways, but
yeah,
I'm sorry. But yeah, no, it's fine. But the thing is, look. It's serious stuff. And the thing is that all these stories, you know, where like people overcome and like the good guy has to overcome a terrible bad guy and stuff. All these stories, they're just being told because that's what being a human is. It's a struggle. You're struggling against time. You're struggling against death. And whatever medium you watch or whatever medium you kind of are drawn to, it's just another allegory for that same thing. So the fact that I watched sweaty men, you know, fight each other,
yeah,
trying to overcome the odds and things like that,
uh-huh.
That just says that the medium I like is sweaty men. But I'm watching and enjoying the same thing
that
other people are doing.
100%. I agree. I mean, also just generally, sports is kind
of
ridiculous.
The sweaty men thing was not doing it for you. You took that very seriously.
I was just thinking about how. Also, you're forgetting the female fighters, right? So, sweaty men and women.
Yo, so
the female fighters. Yeah, that I was actually positively surprised by that. Back in the day, I remember it was more like I don't see that many female wrestlers now. Like they, you know, it's like almost 50-50. I felt like
in the day.
Yeah, exactly. And now it's gone. Are the misogynistic eras, which is great. So now you know. In WrestleMania,
yo,
this time they were great.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
Look,
let me tell you something, brother.
Let me tell you something. I really respect Vince McMahon, yeah?
Uh-huh.
But in I believe it was 2014 or around then, they brought up four of the hottest wrestlers in this show called NXT, which is shot in a small stadium. It's where they train people, basically. They try and get them ready for the real big time TV. Mm-hmm. And they brought up four women, one of which is the daughter of Ric Flair.
Mm-hmm.
And these women were known as the Four Horsemen because they were just pure wrestlers, like pure athletes, pure wrestlers.
Yeah.
They were freaking awesome. And they had all, for the most part, they had all, you know, come from, they just trained very hard and they weren't ex-models or whatever, like how the women used to be before. They were actual wrestlers. Like, they actually wanted to wrestle.
Right.
So they came up, and I think... Maybe I'm misremembering exactly what happened, but they came up, and I think they got a match. One of them got a match, and it was, like, 30 seconds long on TV. And that was all the women got on a three-hour show, was that 30 seconds. She got squashed. And then on Twitter, people said, give the women a chance. They made this hashtag and it went nuts. And then for it took still 1 year before the show started really in a serious way featuring these women who were like, they were doing crazy stuff. And then eventually at WrestleMania 32, I think, so maybe 5-6 years ago, it was the first time that a WrestleMania was headlined by women. I think that was about four or five years ago. And it was
and
it
the
was
main a event.
It was an awesome match. Main event. The last match on the show was a women. And this woman called Becky Lynch, who's from, I think she's Scottish or Irish. I should actually know this. But anyway, she won, I think, the double title. She won two titles against Ronda Rousey, by the way. So just.
Oh, right. She was in the WWE.
Yeah. Yeah, she was in the WWE. So again, Charlotte Flair was a three-way. No, she just was there for a year, and she was really good. She was really good. And on her way out, she basically lost to Becky Lynch and made Becky Lynch look like a legit badass, which she is. But, you know, it's storytelling, like it boosts it up. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why, I mean, you've seen the South Park episode, right? Of where they make fun of wrestling.
Yeah, where they go and they want
they make fun of it so well, but you know, that it's more about the acting part and stuff. But it's true. But the WWE, honestly, they're so good at storytelling and the promo.
They're
man.
Shit at storytelling, but yeah, you're right.
No, they're not.
The promo packages are great.
The promo packages, incredible.
Storytelling. Yeah, you're right. The promo packages are great. But there's the week-to-week storytelling is shit.
Okay, I can't attest to it. But the WrestleMania thing was incredible. I was blown away because I remember back in the day, people were kind of making fun of it, you know, in the 90s, 2000s. But now if you think about it, all the other sports leagues, they kind of copied the promotional videos. You know how they take one video of the one opponent against the other opponent showing like the downsides and to make a story out of it and make it add like dramatic music. And then it's like the big showdown between on Sunday, whatever.
Yeah.
That's in everywhere now, you know? So I think the WWE was the pioneers of that.
Loads of UFC fighters like Daniel Cormier. I don't know if you know Daniel Cormier. He's a legend. He's a heavyweight legend.
Yeah.
And he loves the WWE. He goes absolutely nuts about the WWE. He loves that shit.
Dude, it was...
Because he knows... Yeah. He knows what it takes.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. May I just... I love it. I really enjoyed it. And I understand why people love it. It's really fun to watch. And kudos to the wrestlers, man. They work so hard and they're... beasts, you know, they're massive, well trained, they're so acrobatic, hard working. Sandy told me like they do 300 shows a year or something. Incredible work ethic. They're really incredible. The McMahons, kudos to them, congratulations and super respect. But there's some things that I just have to laugh about, you know, just like with any sports, but in wrestling specifically, I love how you know how there's some like pinning someone down, like trying to submit them, and it's like 1, 2, and then at 3, the other person jumps up, right? And then they didn't make it. And the face of the person when they did not get the submission, like, you know, their reaction, dude. Oh my God, I was dying. I was laughing so hard.
Yo, but can I tell you something?
What?
Can I tell you something? Some of these wrestlers, and I don't want to talk shit about them because these guys, they really work hard.
Yeah.
But
some
of these wrestlers, they really need to learn a little bit because they have finishers. Every wrestler has a finisher, right?
Yeah.
And they always seem so surprised. It's like their 1,000th match, and they're so surprised that someone kicked out because they did a random body slam, and then someone kicks out, and they're so surprised. And it's like, dude, you've never won a match without using your finisher. Why are you surprised for the 1,000th time that someone is not giving up?
Yeah, it's so true. that's so true. Face, yeah. Dude, there should be a collection of all those faces, man. I was dying yesterday. Just, you know, and some are really good at it. Like Edge, his face was, like, that was really good.
Edge is the best. Dude, Edge is the god,
he was
man.
Great. Dude, honestly, WrestleMania, this one, I've only seen this, but incredible. There were so many good fights. And good, also, they're super funny, dude. They had many like promotional sketches, and they were kind of making fun of themselves as well. It was amazing. It was really good.
Yeah. That's
and then there's this guy. I don't know him. This musician. He does like Latin pop. Bad Bunny. Do you know him?
I only saw the clip of him doing the Canadian Destroyer.
Dude, he honestly, he was incredible. He was doing so many real things. And obviously,
acrobatic, yeah.
Dude, he was incredible. He was really good. And I was watching with Sandy, and he was saying the same.
Did you see that? Did you see that double flip move he did to John Morrison on the outside?
Yeah, dude, I watched the whole thing. I watched yesterday. Yeah, I watched 6 hours of wrestling, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really, it was tiring to watch after a while, because it was kind of like a, I don't know, you know, 6 hours of watching.
But you
anything
watched
both
nights at you watched both nights at one go or what?
So we watched NXT TakeOver 1 Part 1.
Oh jeez, how?
Yeah,
was that?
We were supposed to watch. It was really good. I love the Thunderdome they have, the small stadium they created with the zoom pictures of the fans. It was awesome. The fights were really good. There was a freaking Austrian guy, dude. Walter.
Yeah, Walter.
Oh, yeah, you do know. Okay. Walter. So Sandy kept saying he's British.
I mean, no, he's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's not British. He's got the NXT UK title, and he's held it for 400 days, I think.
Yeah.
But his name is Walter, and he's a freaking legend. And because he's Austrian, I guess, they bill him from Austria, but they kind of give it either a Europe spin or a UK spin because, you know. But yeah, Walter.
But he's part of the Imperium.
He's
where,
awesome.
Yeah, they're all German speaking.
He's the leader, I think. Are they all German speaking?
Yeah, he's the leader, and then the others are German or Italian, but South Tyrolean, so they speak German. So
right, okay.
And
yeah. I didn't know that of the Imperium, but I just know he's legit, man. He just gets in there and he just destroys.
Dude,
fools.
all the wrestlers were legit. I mean, it was incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
The show, dude. I was I was surprised by Shane McMahon. He was fighting in a steel cage, and he's like 50, I think, approximately 50.
Yeah, he's old.
Dude, so flexible, so strong. He's quick. He was, I don't want to spoil or anything, but like the jumps he did, like incredible.
Who did he fight?
That was a cool guy. Braun Strowman.
Oh,
was a great
shit,
beard.
He fought Braun.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Braun is
great storylines,
man. Strongman, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Strongman or Strowman, did you say?
Strongman. He's a legit strongman.
A Strowman is a legit Strowman. I thought that's what you meant.
Yeah, no. Strowman is a legit strongman.
Okay. Anyways, So I like a converted fan. I had a great time watching it.
Yeah, I'm glad, dude. But we're
one day we're
to
going
get
together,
into
dude.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
I'm up for that as well.
Yeah. And we need to get you we need to get you educated on Kenny Omega, the Elite, the
I
Young
heard
Bucks.
Oh yeah,
Cody
I heard
Rhodes,
he's actually Japanese citizen, right?
No, I don't think he ever got the citizenship. In fact, when he left New Japan, he tried to go back after a month for a show, and he had some visa issues. It turned out there were rumors. I don't know how true this is, but there were rumors that New Japan was really pissed when he bounced, and that they made it hard for him to get back. They made it hard for him to get in that one time or something like that. So.
Oh man, that's okay. That sucks.
Yeah, but Kenny Omega is a freaking legend, dude. Like this guy.
I heard, I heard.
Does Sandy watch AE Dub?
Oh, dude, you guys should talk. You guys should talk because he loves.
Does Sandy
watch
AE Dub?
Yeah, dude. He said the same thing. He's also less and less into WWE. He still follows it, but he's not that much into it anymore. NXT he says is great, but not the main and the WWE. And he also loves AEW. So you guys should really talk. And he was also raving about how great AEW is. It's more about the talents and less scripted and all that stuff.
The great overlaying stories, multi-layered, you know, loads of storylines and stuff. It's so good, man. There's so much stuff happening there. And you're just chomping at the bits because they've got year-long storylines that are just, going on.
Dude, Dude, man, so how's their acting? Their reactions when they don't get the submission?
Yeah, same shit. You know, they do that silly. What is it, that scream, that really famous painting?
The scream from the Norwegian guy. Scream.
Yeah, scream. On the bridge. Norwegian, you know?
Yeah.
They all do the scream, you know, when they super surprised that they didn't get the pin.
It's like, but dude, it's really exhilarating because you honestly, almost at the count of three, you're like, are they going to submit or not? Are they going to drive out? How do you call it? Punch out?
Kick out.
Kick out, yeah, or not. Yeah. So I really had a great time.
Dude, yeah. I swear, I wish we had been watching. Like, I wish I, because I had no one to watch this stuff with back in the day. But like when Roman Reigns, when the Shield was together against the Wyatt family. Do you remember Bray Wyatt, the guy with the mask from yesterday? I mean, from WrestleMania.
Isn't he the Fiend?
The Fiend. No? The Fiend.
Yeah. He was there yesterday.
So the Fiend, back in the day, he used to run a cult, right? Ask Sandy about the Shield versus Wyatt family. It was one of the most, it's the most legendary, one of my favorite feuds in the modern era, in the 2010s era. The 2010s were not the best for WWE, but that was like, yo, there was like legit, they would stand on each side of the ring and stare at each other. And through the TV, you could hear people losing their fucking minds. And like, I was watching it and like my hair was standing up. I had goosebumps. You were just going, and they were just staring at each other for like 4 minutes. They would just stare at each other from across the ring. And it was so, dude, like the energy, you could feel it.
Yeah. Maybe I'm going to watch highlights, dude. Because honestly, seeing the fans, because actually yesterday there were fans again in the stadium. So it was fun to watch, to see the fans, how they enjoy it. And they go nuts, man. It's so much fun. It doesn't work without them. It's just the symbiotic relationship.
CM Punk, legend. There was this one, he's from Chicago, and there was this one pay-per-view where he main evented against John Cena. And before he came out, the Chicago crowd was going absolutely bananas. Something like, God, I don't know, 8,000 people, 10,000 people. I don't even
for
know
sure
how much,
more.
20,000
For sure
people,
more.
Were just, they were going, dude, they were screaming CM Punk. And through the television, you can hear how insane people are going. And when his music starts, you still hear the chants.
Wow.
Because of, you know, and then of course, and then as soon as John Cena came out, the whole arena went boo.
Oh shit. But I thought John Cena's popular.
He is, but in Chicago, they were cheering their hometown hero, right? CM Punk, who came from nothing. He came from the dirt, you know, and became like a big deal. So
wow. Also, I saw didn't John Cena fight The Rock a few years ago in WrestleMania?
Yeah, like 10 years ago, I think.
No. Just 2-3 years ago in MetLife Stadium.
Not 2-3 years. Dude, I think it was WrestleMania 26 and WrestleMania 28 or something like that, or 27 that they fought.
No. The stadium didn't even exist back then, as far as I know.
Then MetLife, 28 and 29, maybe. 28 and 29, possibly.
No, I think it was.
But yo, it was ages ago, dude. It was like almost 10 years ago.
I mean,
you're
the expert, Mark, so you'll know.
I am. Well, if Vince McMahon didn't stop numbering them, I'd be able to tell you more accurate.
All right. Well, enough of WrestleMania talk. That was fun, dude.
After 30 minutes of WrestleMania talk, enough WrestleMania talk. Do we have date planned or something like this?
That's a sponsor for we have sponsors again, guys. So we have sponsors, and this week's sponsor is Meet a New Person During the Pandemic.com. So what they have is they provide a solution for random people to meet up again outside. And we actually, you know, got a recording of that as well. So these two people randomly meeting each other. So maybe you guys can have a look, have a listen to see how it is.
Okay, are you gonna play the recording?
Yeah. Okay. Hello. Are you Mark?
Yeah, I'm Mark.
Nice to meet you, bro. Are you also?
I feel like we. I feel like we kind of have the same voice. Why is that?
Yeah, dude. I don't know, dude. Maybe it was meant to be, man.
I guess so, but I didn't hear your voice before we met. What's your name?
Marco. Marco, dude. So you.
Hey, can I sing you a song, Marco?
Sure thing, dude.
Sing a song, Marco.
Sure thing. Sure, dude.
Mark and Marco sitting on a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Oh, dude.
So what do you say?
I thought this is a friendly meeting. I don't know, dude. I didn't explore that side of myself yet, so I don't think I'm ready. But if you want to just sit on the tree and do nothing and just sing, maybe I'd be up for that, dude.
I mean, I guess we could just talk and just enjoy each other's voice, which is like the exact same voice.
So,
all right, guys. So that was the recording of the meeting between Mark and Marco.
So, guys, if you want to meet your Mark or Marco in your life, then hop on the new app.
And have a super successful date like these two guys.
it's not only a date; it's new people, so it can be random, like based on hobbies.
Did you
hobbies.
Pick that voice? Did you pick that man? Well, no, you were like hell bent on this being a two-man date, because you were like,
I didn't say a date. I said a random date. It can be friends.
Oh, shit,
it can
I
be anything.
We were supposed to go on a date.
Oh, that's what you did.
I don't want this sponsor. Oh shit, my bad.
Well, it can be anything. So they pair you up via hobbies or voice. So
voice.
Dude, voice. You and I—we just created the character. Did you think of anything? We just decided to do this just literally 10 seconds before the episode started, so.
No, dude, of course. I did like half an hour of brainstorming. I wrote down a bunch of voices, and then randomly, somehow, you just happened to pick this exact same voice as I did.
Marco spoke first, so why, because Mark spoke later. So why did Mark copy Marco's voice? That was your decision.
I guess Mark. No, I thought I was going to do something else, man. I thought I was going to do like a super soulful, deep voice, but then it just came out as exactly your voice.
Yeah, I think also while speaking, I think the voice changed multiple times because I was laughing too hard. So
yeah. Do you think the sponsor is going to drop us?
Oh, they might, but I think before. I don't know. I really enjoyed it. I mean, I don't know about the listeners,
well,
but I had fun.
How much money
are
we losing if they drop us?
Hey, at least Mark and Marco had a good time, right?
I mean, did they? I think it was.
Maybe we should do this a weekly thing. You know, this is the first date of theirs, and then the next one is gonna be how they meet for the second date, and then and so on. Good to this.
All right, let's do it, dude.
Have you ever seen The Bachelor? Like the show or The Bachelorette?
Yes, I've definitely seen it. Yeah, I've definitely.
Did you like it?
Seen. I don't think I have any opinion on it. I'd never watched a lot of it, so I guess the answer is no.
Okay.
But I never hated it. I never thought it was silly or anything.
Mm.
Because I think a lot of people find it silly.
Even they, when they get eliminated, you know, they don't do the wrestling wrestling fish. Not even they do that.
I mean, the equivalent of that would be the bachelor, like, pooping on, you know, the woman's shoe or in her shoe. And then when she eliminates him, being like, what? Why? Because that's they so really only, you know what I mean? Because in wrestling, it's like, dude, you've never finished. Like, it's always taken you 10 moves to finish the guy, and you're always surprised when on the fourth move he doesn't, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Do you think Mark loves wrestling? Oh, we should ask him. You should have talked about that next time.
I don't know. We did too much wrestling, I think. Anyways, let's wrap this bad boy up.
Wrap it up. Okay.
40 minutes, man. All
right. Can I say, nice watch, by the way.
Thanks, dude.
Very nice, dude.
Yeah. Trying to be fresh.
I don't know. Dude, you're turning more and more into this alpha animal, dude. You know, nice watch.
Oh, thanks.
Six pack.
Garanimal. Nice. Garanimal.
Random.
Garanimalistic. Garanimalistic.
Mm. Okay.
David Goggins means. Often says, like, I was really garanimalistic at the time, you know?
Oh.
And I don't know what the word means, because I haven't researched it, but I imagine it's just a portmanteau of gorilla and animal. So he says garanimalistic. So he says, instead of saying I was really animalistic at the time, it's like he takes it a step further. I was garanimalistic.
So what's what's your favorite animal?
I don't know. What's your favorite animal? Then I'll tell you.
I asked you first, dude.
All right, let me tell you something. I love fox.
Fox.
I think fox are the cutest.
Really?
Guys. The cutest.
What about the girls?
Little creatures. Yeah. Also, the cutest little creatures. And let me tell you something. Actually, what I really, really respect is ravens and crows. I respect ravens and crows.
Are you? Yeah. Why?
Because they always bully
you. You like graveyards?
Graveyards?
Yeah, isn't that like a typical graveyard animal?
They hang out in graveyards?
Yeah, aren't they?
I mean, you see like ravens and don't you see them everywhere? I just love it when a crow like bullies a flock of pigeons.
Okay, I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, I've
wow.
Seen
okay.
It many times.
That's I did not expect that, to be honest. Fox, crow, raven. That's
What about you?
I would say I actually love gorillas. I think they're super cool. Very strong. They're so majestic. Lions are majestic. But I think ever since I was small, I love penguins because they're so cute. And I don't know. I think they're super awesome. They're in the Arctic. Super cool.
Violent.
And also I love dolphins. Dogs, obviously, but yeah, just to hang with them. Yeah. Yeah. I think penguins are awesome. I think they're underrated. They're underrated.
I would love to just chill with a fox in a foxhole. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Foxhole, isn't that like what a soldier does? Like World War One trenches?
Yeah, I think they took the name because fox always make like holes and shit.
Oh, okay.
What's the plural of fox? Foxes?
Yeah.
Foxes always make holes?
Yeah, foxes.
They always
do you watch
holes?
Fox News as well?
No.
You don't think they're adorable creatures?
No, I think they co-opted the adorable.
Oh,
word.
They don't speak positively about your favorite president of all time, Bill Clinton.
dude,
do you still write some Bill Clinton jokes,
man?
Do you still write some Bill Clinton jokes?
No, ever since you dissed my shit, I don't write Bill Clinton jokes. I've got this whole bit on pigeons now. It's
I've seen that. Oh, okay. But
yeah, but like I've extended it, so it's gotten quite interesting, I find. And so I think I'm going to go down that route since I don't watch news. I can't really comment on politics and things like that.
Yeah.
So I have to start commenting on things like pigeons and cows, stuff
cows?
Like that, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I do a lot of cow stuff. Talk a lot about cows and shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, hey. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, cows are interesting.
And I once did this bit about horses for my brother, so I'm trying to figure out how I can.
Are you doing all the animals now? Stage. What about foxes? What about ravens?
I mean, literally, what do I have to work with? You know, this whole
dude,
last
your
year,
life,
just
your
cycling and outside.
Cycling. Yeah, do a joke about cycling. Yeah, do a joke about cycling, about jogging.
Yeah,
19
exactly. I do a joke.
Kilometers.
I do a joke about how pigeons keep trying to mess with me while I'm cycling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And how does a cow factor in?
Well, the cows work because of India. And also because
it'd be funny if you do like an hours long special of just animal jokes.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
No, that's
man.
My
that
goal.
Oh shit,
that's
nice.
My goal.
And then are you gonna
and,
do
I mean,
that
Arnie's
special
in Arnie's
the zoo? You're gonna film it at the zoo, so it's like
yeah, fixed, yeah, in the cage next to a gorilla and a fox, dude. Our two favorite animals. What do you think? Do you think the gorilla would laugh, or do you think he would smash my head in after the first joke?
Dude, no, you're alpha, man. He would bow down to you, dude.
That's I don't cool know, man. Gorillas are pretty badass, dude.
They're like, badass. They're super badass.
I don't think you can win against a gorilla. I think a gorilla is always the alpha against one human.
Yeah,
the gorilla is always the alpha.
Of course.
Like, you will not look him in the eye, otherwise,
dude,
it's over.
You're dead, dude. One, yeah. Dude. You that was. Did you watch the Tarzan in. Movie, the new one? With Christoph Waltz. Oh, okay. So there's a scene where, because he grew up with gorillas, right? And then now as an adult, they kind of have a feud. So Tarzan runs against this gorilla. They run at each other at full speed. And, you know, he survives, which is fucking, that doesn't make any sense. Tarzan would have died immediately in real life, you know? The gorilla.
Dude, the gorilla would strangle him with his pinky, man.
Dude, yeah, they're so powerful.
Dude, they're so powerful. It's
they're
ridiculous.
Super powerful.
They what are they like? They weigh 400 kilos, but it's just like pure muscle.
Something like that, yeah. I think 700 even, actually.
Dude, they swing on trees and they're 700 kilos.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
And they're fast too, yeah.
And they're fast.
Yeah. Oh, bears. I love bears as well. I don't know. I love bears because they're
bears
cute.
Bears are pretty
you know?
Cute, yeah.
Yeah, yeah but they also have this. Cute.
But they will mess you up. Don't
yeah,
ever
grizzlies?
Hang out with a bear unless you know what you're doing or you're Russian.
Yeah, but yeah, penguins. You don't like penguins? I feel like they're so underrated, dude. They're so cute.
I mean, I used to love penguins, and then I found out the truth about penguins, and I was like,
what?
I don't know about penguins, dude. They're
what's
pretty violent, dude. They're pretty freaking violent. And
are
they'll
they?
Do stuff to each other. Yeah, they'll do a lot of stuff to each other, like a guy will come and steal a girl. And then, like, the ex-boyfriend will, like, be like, yo, what's up? Like, this is our igloo or whatever. And then the new guy will be like, all right, well, let's fight and stuff. And then they'll fight. And then the new boyfriend will beat up the old boyfriend. And then the old boyfriend has to just bounce, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're pretty violent,
damn.
Dude.
Isn't
they're
that the
violent,
case in
yeah.
every animal kingdom, though?
Yeah, I know, but like when they sell the penguin as being like super cute and you've got Pingu doing all his Pingu things and stuff.
Right, right,
and
right.
you've got this image of the things and then you find out
yeah,
that
and them
they're
walking
actually really
like
violent.
This. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they're so cute and stuff, but like actually
cute.
If you just if you walked up to a penguin, he would mess you up.
Right.
He
yeah,
would
probably.
Eat your balls probably. Yeah.
I mean, the same with dolphins. We think they're so cute, right? But they're actually brutal to each other. They
oh really?
Yeah, dude. I mean, I think sometimes it has happened that they rape each other. Like I think even multiple, you know, like just for humiliation or so that you create a hierarchy or something like it's horrible. And then they have
prison
dolphins
style.
Are smart, so they also I mean, I'm not correlating. They also commit suicide. I'm not correlating suicide with intelligence, but all right,
this is getting
aware.
Really
yeah, it's really dark. But okay,
yeah, this
I'm
is getting
yeah.
really
so
like
just I'm sure. Have you seen
we
Mr. Fantastic
good,
Fox?
No, we
the
were
movie.
Talking.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Mr. Fantastic Fox. Mr. Fantastic.
Do you think Marco and Mark would have talked about this? Dude, did you hear? Anyways, we should we should wrap it up really overtime. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. Check in next week again. We're gonna be back. And we're gonna be back.
Listeners are like, so probably like
what's going on? Yeah. Guys, that's what you have to go. Get on the YouTube, guys. Get on the YouTube.
Yeah, man, watch the YouTube, man. You need to.
Yeah.
Then you can see the silly faces.
Yeah, and then it'll you can see so Ali's six pack eventually. As soon as he lifts his t-shirt, you're gonna come. Oh, and that look right now. Oh, the Glamazon also. Oh,
the Glamazon pose, bitches. Glamazon. That's how you really bring out those.
Is that what you're gonna do if you're in a cage with a gorilla? Is that what you're gonna do?
Dude, if I was in a cage with a gorilla, I would just submit. I would bow to it.
Oh, and then when you kick out, when you kick out, the gorilla's gonna be like,
looking like invisible cameras.
Dude, I don't know about listeners, but I had to, like, dude, this is fun, man.
And then also the commentator's like, how did he kick out? Whoa, this, we've never seen this. Yes, you have. You've seen it in every fucking match. Whoa, he kicked out. No way. After that brutal body slam.
That's awesome, man. All right, dude. What the hell, man? We just hour of like.
Dude, but honestly, obviously, this is coming from two wrestling fans now. One old, like, you know, you've been a wrestling fan forever, and one newly converted wrestling fan. So, yeah. Lots of love for the WWE. For me, at least, I know you don't have the love anymore for WWE, but whatever. That's another. AEW, that's the next thing. And you gotta speak to Sandy also, man. He's also a huge fan. So
yeah, for sure. We need to hook up, man.
Yeah. Oh, maybe via meet a new person during the pandemic.com. And then you can have a similarly awesome conversation.
No, I just got an SMS and the app has folded. It went bankrupt.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Right after our.
That was quick.
Right after our commercial. They were like, yo, we're out. This was a mistake.
All right. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. This went super overtime. Hope you guys forgive us. We had a blast. And see you soon. See you guys.
Peace.